This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
From when you left this building yesterday, what did you do until I saw you this morning? I want to know. Start from when you literally walked out the building at whatever time that was, 11-ish.
I went to
The car park.
I got my car. I went to Dunn Stores.
Dunn Stores, did you go there on foot in Stephen's Green first?
No, I parked up in Rathmines and then I went in.
To the Swan.
I picked up something for
Like what? What did you get?
I can't say because I think she's going to listen back to today's show.
Oh, is it a present?
Yeah, just a little present. Something nice.
From Dunn's?
Yeah, put the mics down and I'll tell you.
That's really cute. Okay, go on.
And then I got myself a towel as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Big towel, cost me 25 fucking euro.
Yeah, you'll hear more about that in this morning show.
Ridiculous. Then I had lunch. Oh, I had leftover pizza.
Yeah.
I went to the gym half an hour later. I came home, I napped for 2 hours. I then went back to the shop. I went to Tesco. Then I went to grocery on the Green Rathmines. And then I went to Tesco again. And then I went home and I cooked dinner. And then I went for
a
walk.
I think I passed your car in Rathmines yesterday, but I could be wrong.
Oh. And then I went for a walk. And then I went and watched Big Brother. Oh, we watched a new show called The Cuckoo on Netflix before Big Brother, and my friend Emily Healy is in it. Congratulations, Emily, you're doing a great job. I'm really proud of you.
Cool, that sounds a good day.
Okay, your turn.
I left here yesterday. I was meant to go boxing. I couldn't. I just felt gross and bleh.
Did you regret not going?
Not really, because I did just feel a bit whacked. I just felt so like tired in my head.
Such a great word, whacked.
Yeah, I just felt out of it. I was so tired. So I didn't actually regret it. I went straight home and I went to bed and I conked out and I woke up about 90 minutes later. Jack arrived. We made lunch. He watched.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, well, I don't know.
We made love.
Oh, God.
I was like, whoa. What a weird way of saying it.
Weird. He watched some of The Crown while I got some of my washing done.
What season are you on?
Bothering me. We're only on season one because he has never seen it and I'm loving the fact that he's never seen it so I can watch it again.
It's fantastic.
So he kind of chilled out while I did that and I had a bit of just organising of my life to do. Do you know
what does he think
house?
Of the royals? As an Englishman.
Doesn't have a huge. We haven't had a huge.
He doesn't have much opinion.
No, just kind of they exist.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough.
Then we went into the hotel he's staying at, and we actually did nothing yesterday. Got room service and
deadly.
Yeah, we were meant to do loads of like nice things, like go walking, and we didn't.
Okay.
And that was it.
You were sick.
I just felt a bit shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Got up this morning, came here. That was it. Exciting life.
Dream.
Are you happy I asked you that question?
Yeah, I actually am.
Cool. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
We're just so happy. It's Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
Isn't that the vibe?
Best day of the week, baby. Do you know what? I'm actually very well rested. My boyfriend, Jack, who works in Dublin, has that lovely luxury of being put up in hotels via work.
Oh, yeah.
So, naturally, when he comes over, he's more than welcome at mine. But just so he's not always there, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Ah, yeah, sure. It's early days.
And so I get the benefit out of it as well.
Like, I love that.
Hotel.
Yeah. Sure, look, what's his name? Mr. Amazon. Jeff Bezos doesn't have to know that you're in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, he can stay in his hotel.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm in the hotel, I'm like, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
This is great. But last night, anyway, I was like, no, I need to, like, relax because this isn't my hotel. I'm just, you know, here as a plus one.
Okay.
But I was trying to get the Netflix going on the telly.
Yeah.
No joy. Netflix not available. Netflix not available. And I was
sounds
constantly
like a crap hotel. Get on to Jeff.
I was over and back and trying to sync it up and trying to cast it up. Nothing happening. So I was getting a bit ratty. So I was like, babe, we're here till Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get the Netflix sorted.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, right? I was like, this is my home until Saturday. I'm going to need my Netflix.
Yeah.
Right? So rang reception. They came up, filled them with the remote, all the rest.
They did not.
Oh, yeah.
You did not.
Yeah. Going back over, sending up someone else, some kind of a technical person.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, am I being a bit of a diva? But like, lads, it's still Saturday.
It's still Saturday, yeah.
If it was one night, you get over it.
Honestly, yeah. And your home is a massive 15 minutes away.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so far away. So hard out here. Anyway, they moved us rooms.
Oh, my God.
To facilitate the Netflix request.
And did the Netflix work in the next room?
Oh, it did. Like a dream.
Stop it.
Watched The Crown on like a massive telly all night. Delighted with life.
That is the dream.
I know. I love this life.
Did you get a bit of room service?
I didn't know what you were going to say from there. I did, yeah.
Did you? What did you get?
We got a little Thai Thai kind of stir fry thing.
Oh.
It's absolutely stunning. Just
oh,
the bed.
My
yeah.
God.
Oh, Dave.
Ah.
Listen, it's just a lovely little experience. Won't last forever, but for now, I am just.
Ah, don't say that. I think he really likes you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hosier and Nobody's Soldier. For the last while, I've been singing too sweet, sweet. It's actually choose between.
Ah.
Yeah. I thought he was paying reference to the big hit,
the other song.
Too Sweet, yeah, but no, I was incorrect. Hosier on Spin, good morning.
Good morning, lads. My house is, like, sparkling.
Oh, go on.
It's unbelievable, and I didn't have to do a tap.
I know, Dave, this annoys me now.
Now, I honestly, I understand this, right? But on Saturday morning, my housemate, Linda, decides she is going to completely change everything in the house.
Oh, I love that.
She starts off with just a cutlery drawer. Right, so she takes all the cutlery out and wipes down, you know, the cutlery grids and things like that. All lovely spick and span. She gets all of the next drawer, everything out, cleans the drawers, everything back in. Everything out the next drawer, cleans everything, everything back in.
She's a bit of me now, Linda.
It's stunning. Like, it was so good. And I absolutely love when she gets in these moods. But I just, like, every now and again, I'd be like going up to her and be like, "Will I? Do you want to help?" And she'll go, "Get out of my kitchen." Okay. And I'm like she's as if she's a mother. And she goes, "Get out of the kitchen." And I'm like, this is the best day ever. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but have you ever been on TikTok and you just watch someone clean?
That's very satisfying.
It is so satisfying. Oh my God, it's so, so fun. I know it sounds absolutely bizarre, but seriously, go look up cleaning TikToks. Like, there's people in, like, South Korea who have these, like, very specific machines for cleaning jewellery or shoes or whatever. Mm. And they go about their day and they put all these things in those little machines. I'm like, this is excellent.
One of my favourite things on TikTok to watch is, like, carpets getting a good clean.
Oh, I love that.
You know, when the carpet comes in and it's absolutely gross and it goes out sparkling. And I spent way too much time during COVID washing power washing videos.
Yeah.
Oh. Just power washing.
Oh, I'm so with you.
Satisfaction. And on Clean Talk, one of my favourite things is the design that they leave in the couches with the Hoover.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so good, isn't it? And it's just a great vibe to come home to. So she started off with the cutlery drawer, moved on to, like, the pots and pans and plates and cutlery.
Are you all looking for stuff at the moment? I don't know where it is.
No, we kind of know everything. Everything's still back in the same place. It's just much nicer. She then moved on to the glasses, like the you know, glasses of water or whatever. And it's up in the cupboard. And every glass that looks similar is beside each other.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got your shot glasses, if you've got your mugs, you've got your whatever cocktail glasses, you've got your normal glasses. Everything is in its own little area, and it's so, so nice.
Mm.
And then she moved on, and this was the one we were all waiting for.
Yeah, this is so frustrating in a way, but because she did it all. But yeah, okay.
We were in the kitchen. We asked, "What can we do?" She said, "Nothing, get out."
Okay.
And then I said, "Oh, well, I'll help you with this one." This was her last task, was the spice drawer, right? And I said, "Right, well, I'll help you with this one." She went, "No, I've been looking forward to this all day." And she took every spice out. We're talking the old ones, like expired in 2021 spices.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? Put them all in the bin and took out the ones that were, you know, left decent, the ones that were decent or whatever, and not hard. And they're all organised. They're all stunning. They're all in a row.
Mm.
And, it's just the greatest thing in the entire world. She then moved on to our food pantry and just organised that whole thing.
Mm.
Changed my shelf completely around. It's not how I like it, Linda, but it's absolutely fine. It's lovely and clean. And then she did the utility room.
Mm.
And then she did under the stairs.
Mm.
And then she did the hot press. And we watched her do every single bit of it.
Did you just follow her around?
We just followed her around.
Did you sit on the floor watching the hot press one? I'd say that was satisfying.
I sat on the stairs and watched Linda do the hot press for a full hour.
I fully get that. And she wouldn't let you help.
No, but, like, she liked having the company there, but she didn't want us helping.
No, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
It's her way.
Exactly.
She wants to do it her way.
Exactly.
And any suggestion of maybe you should put the pillowcases on that side.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'd be very frustrated. Exactly. You need to be left alone. Very good. So did you pick up a Hoover?
Not
do any general
even
stuff?
Bit. I'm
going
to see if she'll do my room next tomorrow. It was unreal, lad. The house is spick and span, but the landlord had to come over yesterday. That's not what she was cleaning for, but he had to come over anyway to fix the washing machine. And so he came over, and Linda was there kind of opening the drawers of the kitchen and opening the pantry just so we have a look.
Yeah, that's frustrating as well, because the job she has done aren't the most, like, obvious to the eye.
Yes.
You walk into a house, you have to have a route around and stuff.
Very annoying.
And that's when you know it's a big job.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, getting the hoop hoovering, washing the floors and the polishing and all that done is just like basic stuff you got to do.
It's unreal.
But when you go deep and start pulling drawers apart, yeah, that is incredibly satisfying.
That's
how long do you reckon it's going to stay in good nick?
Oh, I'd say at least 10 days.
I reckon he needs to chip in and get her a nice bouquet of flowers or something.
I said I'd buy her a takeaway.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't, but I will.
Recharged.
Dave, it has been 18 years since Rihanna released this. Take me, you know it's glad you feel it right. Take me on my couches, I up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Oh, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel. S.O.S. please, someone help me.
How dare you make all of Dublin feel insanely old?
I know, it is kind of hard to believe, and I bet you still know the lyrics back to front, upside down, inside out.
I don't know SOS as much as I know like S&M. Do you know what I mean?
You were into S&M, were you?
Yeah, really into it.
S&M was your thing?
It was a family-friendly song. Yeah. It was like
it was a great song to walk around school as a teenager singing all the lyrics to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't inappropriate at all.
No.
SOS, a huge hit from Rihanna back in the day. And this is so a bit of me because I love a little bit of nerdy stuff when it comes to music and hidden meanings and stuff that we didn't know and went over all of our heads. Well, people are only just realising now a massive pattern in the lyrics that they never noticed before.
Okay.
One of the songwriters on this song, his name is Evan Boggart. He appeared on a podcast over the last few days and he spoke about his experience in the music industry. It was a very like authentic, natural conversation, and he was one of the co-writers, as I mentioned, and he said that basically when he wrote that song, he didn't really know what he was doing. Early stages of his career.
Fake it till you make it. Love it.
Pretty much fake it till you make it. He said he implemented a trick during writing sessions that he thought would be clever by making all the lyrics in the second verse attribute to song titles of number ones from the 1980s.
Oh, okay? Very cool.
So he broke down the verse, and this TikTok has gone massively viral and people are impressed far and wide, as you can imagine. Just listen again to what that I played you the full clip there, but this is verse 2 of Rihanna's SOS, part 1.
Take on me, uh-huh.
Take on me. Right? So take on me and then uh-huh. And
yeah,
to get uh-huh.
uh-huh
in there as well. Part two is this.
In your arms tonight.
Cutting crew.
Oh my God.
Sorry, isn't this so good?
This is excellent. Keep going.
The next little bit. You got me
head over heels.
This isn't necessarily a song I know very well, but it is from Tears for Fears.
That is such a tune.
Okay, next bit.
Keep me hanging on.
This is from Kim Wilde, another okay. big hit in the 80s.
I don't know that one, but I like it.
And I think the final one you'll really like.
The way you make me The way you make me feel.
We're in
the way you make me feel. The way you make me feel. That is class.
Isn't that so cool?
I love this.
They're all number one songs from the 80s. And I think it's incredible that they all just work like that. You know the way sometimes when Aisling puts us to the test to write songs?
Yeah.
And like the syntax has to be perfect and stuff.
She loves
the
syntax.
They all work so perfectly. Take me. Uh-huh. You know it's glad you feel it right.
That is honestly deadly.
And here we all were in the back of the car, at discos, on the bus, on our iPods, singing along, and it went completely over our heads. And fair enough, as we were teenagers maybe at the time consuming that, but even our parents in the car listening
didn't even
to us sing,
recognize.
Didn't even cop it. Yeah.
That's excellent. Fair play to your man who did that. He
so
said he
smart.
Wasn't even that confident. That's deadly.
Said he didn't even know what he was doing at the time.
Unreal.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I owe you a very important update on the show. I know that everybody has been so invested in what's gone on with
you're
King
engaged.
I am not. David Jenkins, he is known as King Conker. And you might remember on the show last week, I brought you the furore and the drama that's been going on in the world of Conkers in the UK on the back of the World Conker Championship and this guy being accused of cheating.
Yeah.
Before, as he's been competing in this for like 40 years. he finally got the win, and then there was all this media attention and all this controversy saying that he potentially cheated as he had a steel conker on him at the time, right?
Let it be known that if there's a Conker's Championship, we will cover it.
It's exactly, like, it's kind of written all over us. Spins Fully Charged, Emma Dave and Aisling, Conker's.
Conker's.
Kind of hand in hand, handshake. Anyway. It's kind of sad we were saying that after all this time he'd been working his ass off and studying the game, and organisers searched his pockets after the runner-up raised suspicions over the way his conker shattered an impact during the final, and he was found to have this metal, sorry not steel, replica conker. And as I brought you on the show last week, he said he always carries that to kind of mess around and play with kids who came along to be like, look how good I am, and shatter their conkers, kind of.
What a great thing to do for kids. Shatter their conkers.
But they're saying that this scandal has generated more media interest than the England's men and women's cricket teams combined.
Okay.
And people have been talking about this over there quite a lot. But I do have some good news. King Conker has been cleared by the organisers.
Fantastic.
Found no evidence that the steel nut was used in the competition. He's thrilled. He said, I'm so relieved to be cleared. It's been a stressful week. We are gentlemen at the World Conker Championships and we don't cheat. I've been playing and practicing for decades. That is how I won. He said, I admit I had the steel conker in my pocket, but I didn't play with it. I show it to people as a joke. I won't be bringing it again. Okay?
Yes, a joke and to shatter kids' dreams.
Yeah, exactly, Ed. To make them feel totally useless.
Now, is there a little bit of, like, something going on here? Because he is the king of the conkers. He's in control of, you know, the government, basically.
Of course.
So was he the one on the trial being like, I didn't do anything, this is it, don't worry about it?
That's actually very possible. I hadn't considered that. If you are looking for more extreme conker stuff, though, this has become my Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah?
The conker situation. There's a place in South Peckham, and the conker competition there is described as Conkers Meets Fight Club.
Wow, so it's, we don't talk about Conkers Club.
Yeah, I know. The Peckham Conker Club has its annual championship, and it's known as a very violent affair resembling more of a brawl than a sporting match. Okay,
I love
we
it.
Don't know. These English people, man. It's
especially
really
in South Peckham.
South Peckham. Peckham Conker Club. Co-founder Chris Quigley said, our pitch is battle royale rules, which means there are
all
no
for one.
Rules.
Yeah.
All for one and one for all. A guy called the Pummeler has just been crowned the winner.
Now that's a nickname.
For the second year in a row, this guy, the Pummeler, got their conker strings tangled up, and this guy ended up being thrown over his opponent's shoulder and smashed his face on the floor. He went on to win the 22-carat conker gilded in a gold leaf, the winning thing, with two broken teeth.
Oh, my God.
So we don't know what does be going on over there.
That's insane.
It is conker
time. What's wrong with your people, Kelly?
Yeah, I know. It's so strange.
Just
so
hit
strange.
A conker off a string and have fun.
Skins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Carpenter and Taste on Spin Morning.
Did you see they're still together, her and Barry?
They are.
She was in, was it North Carolina? She was in Raleigh anyway, wherever that is. I think it's North Carolina. And he arrived and he was brought through to security and he just kind of watched her perform on stage. And I was like, yeah, they're still together.
Are they?
Or I'm so happy.
Are they still together or does he just watch her at gigs?
Maybe he's stalking her. I don't know. But in my head, no, they're still together. And I'm more invested in their relationship than mine. I'm just so into them.
I love them so much.
I love them.
Yeah, me too.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hits Radio Live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Okay, so we've been telling you for the last week or so that we want to send you over to Manchester to go to Hits Radio Live, which is happening on the 23rd of November. We'd love to get you there. And what you've been doing in order to qualify is to get in touch with us with Hits in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. As soon as you hear any of these artists play on Spin.
Are you ready?
Spin's Hits Live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Teddy Swims.
Hey, it's Teddy Swims.
What's happening, everybody? It's Tom Grennan.
Incredible Rita Ora.
This is Clean Bandit.
What's good, Jax Jones?
I don't want you ever to forget about us in the front.
Hey, this is Perry.
Please, put some hands together for Candy Crop.
Spin's Hits Live in Manchester.
Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
I mean, it sounds unbelievable. And what's weird is this is kind of just running on like the shows. So like our show, Emma, Dave and Aisling, and then you've got Michaela Hayes, and then you've got Steve Kane, and then you've got Jamie and Shireen. But like overnight, there's not really anyone in. Mm. But overnight, there are still songs playing on Spin.
Sure.
24/7. We came into studio at like 5 a.m. and there was a message already in.
At that hour of the morning?
Yeah. Weird.
I think we have to call this person back and see if they're still awake.
Not a chat.
Hi, Lee. It's Em and Dave in Spin. How are you,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Lee.
How are you doing, guys? What's up?
Really
good. We're curious to talk to you because you were obviously awake very early this morning and listening to Spin. What's going on with you? What were you doing at 20 past 5 this morning?
Oh, I was on my way to the gym this morning.
Oh, fair play to you, Lee.
Oh, go on, man.
Good.
Dedication.
Did you have an upper body day, lower body day?
There was an upper body day today.
Fair play to you. My favourite.
And are you in work already or why did you have to go so early?
No, I just got early because I'd be in work then at 8:30. So
fair play to you.
I just wanted to get a woman out of the way.
Well, listen, we walked into the studio and we said, would you look at that dedication to Hits Live. Lee, you are in the draw, pal.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We do need to ask you, sorry, what was the song that you recognised this morning?
It was Teddy Swims.
Yes, it always is. That's a big song at the moment. It's popping up a lot. Lee, well done. You're in that big draw. Have a great day. Fair play to you.
Thanks very much.
Good luck, Lee. It's all a shame.
Yeah, he really is.
See you later.
Good luck.
Bye.
Fair play to him. Mm. Well, these are the artists you're listening out for. One more time. Write them down. Keep them in your memory. Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane De Crow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora.
There will be another chance for you to qualify on this show before 9 o'clock this morning. Just remember, you got to be 18 or older to enter the Spin Network competition. And full terms are on our website. But yes, very exciting stuff. Just about a month to go until Hits Radio Live in Manchester. Right now, Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Spin.
I want you to hold me.
In the morning.
I feel like I made a mistake of a purchase yesterday.
Go on.
I went into a shop and I bought a towel. How much is our towels? Like big towels for like, it's called a bath towel.
But towels can be pricey enough, you know.
How much are towels?
Oh God, I haven't a clue. I'm going to say if you wanted a big, good quality bath towel, you could be parting with I guess, a tenner.
I paid €25 for a towel yesterday.
Ooh.
Don't really know why.
Wow, is it good?
It is soft.
It is lovely.
It is very nice. It will fucking want to be. It's £25.
I'm dying to ask you where you got it, but I don't know.
I can't really say, yeah.
Right. Was it a fancy place?
It was fancy, yeah.
What's this little
place that does food and furniture stuff?
Well, I think that was just silly from the
get-go. I didn't know. I just like walked in. I was like, oh, that looks like a nice towel and I need a towel. I'll get a towel. So I got a towel and then they were like, €25, please. And I was like, are you having a laugh?
How many towels do you own?
Two. Now three.
Okay, so do you have a hand towel for your ensuite?
Yeah.
That's one of your two towels?
No. I see the confusion. I forgive you. I have a big towel for myself for the shower and I also have hand towels, but I don't count them as my towels.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So in rotation, up until you got the €25 towel, you've had two towels in rotation?
Yes.
Okay, and was one of them like sandpaper at this stage?
Yes, one of them could crack it like a back.
Right, lovely. And how often would you wash said towels?
We don't need to get into this again because the last time that happened, I got cancelled.
I mustn't have been here for this and I genuinely don't know. How often do you wash your towels?
I don't see the point in washing towels because they wash you. You only use them when you're clean.
Excellent.
The only time I ever change my towel is when it's dropped on the floor.
Okay. Where do you dry your towel? Where do you air it
on
out?
On the shower.
Lovely.
Hang it over the shower.
Condensation. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hence, I bought a new towel.
Great. Yeah. I actually don't think we have time for this. So.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
So the towels never get air dried by like the outdoors?
No,
or
but there is like a... There's a vent, yeah.
Brilliant.
And there's also a fan in the...
Gorgeous, yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. Just gone 5 to 8. Emily, what's the crack out there? Morning. I
just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Aisling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
What's happening? How are we? Happy Tuesday.
Hello.
Do you know, you may not know this, but our Aisling Bonner, who's not here at the moment, is part of a Facebook group and it's from like her local area where she's from. And they kind of, it's like a buy and sell Facebook group. And she said there's be a lot of drama going on in the group.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to join my own Facebook group. For some reason, what kept coming up on my newsfeed was, and I swear, there's no way you're not going to believe me because why would I search this? But this kept coming up in my newsfeed as a potential group to join.
Okay.
And so I did. It's called cookie cutter identification. Right? So the whole Facebook group is people posting cookie cutters shapes and be like, anyone know what this shape is? I swear to God, it's so bizarre.
Is this on Facebook?
This is on Facebook.
God,
right?
Do you remember when Facebook was the coolest thing in the whole world and they were identifying cookie cutters?
Dominic something posted into this group chat cookie cutter identification or the CCID as it's more commonly known. Any assistance would be appreciated. Same cutter at different angles. And what Dominic has done is he's taken four photos of the same cutter but just at different angles.
Yeah.
And the comments are just so bizarre. The comments are filled with people drawing in the cookie cutter what they think it is.
Oh my God, I love people, you know what I mean? Sometimes.
But then Mary just commented, I can't help you, but I appreciate the effort of providing different angles and saving me the trouble of locking my screen to rotate my phone. Right, this is the most bizarre thing ever. This guy has put in these shapes and people are guessing the most random things. Someone said, I think it's a wonky check engine light. Someone said, I think it's a fish swimming through coral. Someone said, I feel like it's a football player. I feel like it's a frog. It's definitely a frog. No, no, no. It's a ghost.
Can I please see it? Please. Please.
These are the cookie cutters in question.
Oh, that is confusing.
They're very wonky.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't even know what
You don't have to turn the phone. They've given you all angles.
Sorry. It's so true.
To listen to what Mary said.
A wonky ghost going on. Callum, would you have anything on that? That is a very funky shape for a cookie.
That's an interesting one. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to screenshot it and put it on official Spin1038 on the Instagram stories. We might revisit it at 9 o'clock. I'll get it online in the next couple of minutes. Official Spin1038 on Instagram.
The CCID better not be annoyed at me now for copywriting.
I don't think you have an answer to this, do you? You don't know what it is.
No, they don't know. People are just guessing.
What a day this is.
What a day. Are they on Instagram? I want to follow them immediately.
Yeah, that's the CCID. Spins fully
charged. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars and Die With A Smile on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Good morning.
Morning.
Dave, if you consent, would you please give me a hug? There's a reason for this. Little hug, please. Go on.
Oh, God, this is weird. This is really weird.
Have we ever hugged?
I don't know.
I actually don't think we have. Okay, I'm taking my headphones off.
This is weird.
I want to see what you're like hugging.
Okay.
Oh, he's patting.
Enjoy.
You know when you
get... You do smell quite nice.
Thanks.
What was that for?
That hug was 2.5 seconds.
2.5 seconds. That's... And he did that thing where, you know, when someone doesn't want to hug you and they just pat your back.
Yeah. Give it a little rub or something.
No rub. No rub is like you're into it. I think pat is like it off me.
There.
I got two pats.
Okay. Two and a half seconds.
That was 2.5 seconds. So we're good. I'll tell you why, right?
Okay.
An airport in New Zealand is causing a big stir because it's introduced a cap on how long you can hug people for at departures or drop-offs.
Stop it.
Yes,
that's
and this
funny.
Is amazing. So they have new signs up that are obviously making headlines and people are a bit cross. They're saying a 3-minute cap on hugs.
Okay.
Now, who spends three minutes hugging?
My God.
It's quite a long time to hug someone. In fact, I'm looking ahead. We're about to play Shaboozy in a sec. Spoiler alert. It's 2 minutes, 44 seconds. You'd be consistently hugging for longer than a bar song.
Dear God.
I think that's a long time. That's a proper cuddle. Like, at that point, get onto the couch if you're hugging for 3 minutes. The sign was put up saying, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park.
That's insane. That's so weird. This must be a real issue.
Well, I think the problem is it's to improve safety and keep traffic flowing at the drop-offs. Naturally, if we look at our own airport here, there's like hassle with drop-offs and stuff as well. You shouldn't be parking. There's like the whole arrivals, departure things. And we're all devils for saying, will you run down to departures there and I'll pick you up?
So it's that little ramp thing where you can just drop people off and then you've got to get out quickly.
Yeah, totally.
I would never do this.
It does include the warning message at the airport drop-off. It can be like kind of intense, I suppose, and includes threats when you are doing drop-offs in normal situations.
Right.
So the other side of this is like, it's just really weird to try and put a limit on how long people are hugging for.
Yeah,
so,
but 3 minutes is insane. Like, who is hugging for that long? You must be moving across the world and never moving back.
That's the thing.
For a 3-minute hug.
And the chief executive behind this saying airports are hotbeds of emotion and our staff have seen some interesting things over the years. You'd imagine there's loads of snogging and messing going on as well.
Like, obviously. Is it weird to say, and like, obviously I love it a bit, but like, if I knew I was never going to see you again,
you'd probably hug me if even for 2.5 seconds.
I would imagine it would be like 15 seconds.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you
Three minutes is ridiculous.
Yeah, 15 seconds would be long enough from you.
I've got places to be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, things to do, yeah. But if I was your girlfriend or
your
wife...
Oh, you're getting a full 20 seconds, yeah.
Oh God, lucky, that lucky girl. but listen, I was thinking of like places where a 3 minute hug in Dublin would be all right, and then other places it would just be weird. So for example, a 3 minute hug at Houston... kind of makes sense.
Okay,
someone's heading off down the country, they're going away, they've been in Dublin, they're gone, whatever. But a 3 minute hug at Bluebell Lewis stop just seems a bit weird. You're only up the road, I'll catch you tomorrow, I'll see you during the week.
I once broke up with a girl on H&M on Dame Street.
Jesus, Dave.
So would that be a good spot for a 3 minute hug?
You once broke up with a girl at H&M on Dame Street.
On Dame Street, yeah.
Okay, we need to revisit.
I need to put one of those blue plaques on those historical locations. Dave broke up with someone here.
And did you hug her?
Yeah.
For 3 minutes?
No, definitely not for 3 minutes.
So I probably got a lesser amount of time hugging you. Didn't just break up with me. Did you pat her on the back outside H&M?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, brilliant.
Then we had to walk to Pierce Street Station.
It gets worse and worse and worse. A 3 minute hug at the Cobblestone Pub at 11 p.m. Expected.
Okay.
But a 3 minute hug in Lidl.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, so I'm kind of getting the vibe now.
A 3 minute hug meeting your fans of a big act outside the Three Arena makes sense. A 3 minute hug outside Whelan's, I think those fans are cooler.
Yeah, it depends on what time it is though outside Whelan's. So like a hug, you know, at the Spire for 3 minutes because you've just met someone. That's your meeting point.
I think that's very likely at the Spire because it's somewhere, let's meet at the Spire.
Let's meet
makes
the Spire,
sense.
But not a hug at the Only Tans tanning salon in Finglas.
I think that would be very strange.
Gotcha, because you get all tanny.
Yeah, yeah. Like a 3 minute hug outside the criminal court. Not weird.
Okay.
A 3 minute hug outside a post office. Bit weird.
Okay. I think, so like 3 minute hug at Grand Canal Dock. Fine, because it's kind of romantic. Mm. 3 minute hug in Rialto, not so much.
No, weird. Is everyone okay there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
with
cool.
You.
Look, you take the advice, go with it as best you can. Here is Shaboozy. You'll be hugging for longer than this song to get to 3 minutes.
Insane.
You're listening to Spin.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Last couple of weeks, you may have noticed that I've been talking a lot about a certain someone on this show. As you know, I'm starting to see this new girl, right?
And the girl I'm seeing is too honest. She's like,
that I'm obviously seeing a new girl, right?
Dave and Mm-mm. Sitting in a tree.
That's actually a really good idea. She is now called Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-mm.
Two-syllable name.
Yeah, Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I like the thought of calling her Mm-mm. So I've been talking about her for a while.
Yep.
We've been dating for a while and it's over, so I'm looking for a new one. No, I'm sure.
Any offers?
It's going quite well. It's getting to the point where maybe becoming official in the certain coming days, weeks, months, years.
Sorry, have you just given her a spoiler alert?
Yeah. So, well, I think she knows it's on the way, to be fair.
Right.
Like, I'm not just doing this with a crack, like.
All right, okay.
I'm shockingly quite into her. And the dating's been going quite well. Mm. So I'm kind of thinking about soft launching her.
Ooh!
On the Instagram.
Oh my goodness
now,
gracious.
You may
me.
Not understand what a soft launch is. That's absolutely fine. I will tell you.
What?
Soft launch is very different to a hard launch. There's two ways of launching someone on your Instagram. I would say that you do the soft launch first and then you go on to the hard launch. Emma Nolan, you just went in on the full hard launch.
Oh yeah, I did, yeah.
There was no soft launch. What Emma did was, as soon as they were together, you posted pictures of the two of you. You could see his face, you could see his, you know, his name or whatever, and that was him.
Mm.
And it was like, that's a hard launch. Boom, Emma Nolan's in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
What is, I like to just kind of tease it out a little bit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I want the screenshots. I want the messages. I want who's that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You want the little emoji of the guy, like, stroking his chin. Yeah. Like, pensively being like, something's going on there.
Want that little bit of drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A bit of attention, Dave.
Exactly.
Would we like it?
Bit of attention is all I want in the world. So a soft launch is basically like putting them up on your Instagram, but without their face. So they don't know, no one knows who it is. There's no tag there. There's no name there. It's just like, oh, is this a soft launch?
It's kind of hinting, I'm having a good time, but I'm not telling you everything just yet.
Exactly.
I'm protective of my new girl.
So I'm curious as to what's a creative way of soft launching a girl on your Instagram. So it could be like a picture of the nails, right? It could be a picture of the hair. It could be a picture of like...
That sounds so weird. I think you're describing a soft launch terribly, as if there's just a hand with nails on your hand.
No, but it's like maybe...
Like just a head of hair. No, it's more like if you're at a restaurant and you get a photo of your dinner, but you can clearly see the gel nails and the
hand in the background.
It's not like you're like, hey babe, come here, show me your nails.
Take a photo. And then the hair would be like, I might take a photo over her shoulder and you can just see the hair fall down.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Things like that. Yeah. Or say if you're on a date and there's two drinks on the table.
Right. And one looks like a girly drink.
Yes. And the other's the point or whatever. You know what I mean? And you take a photo just like that and it's just like, oh, look at this lovely background.
Wouldn't be me. I'd be too manly. Yeah, lovely background, but clearly it's like, or maybe her purse is on the table.
Oh, yes.
Or her bag.
Yeah, or her phone case or something.
Yeah.
See, that's what a soft launch is. And so I'm looking to do a soft launch that I think will be quite creative. I will do this by the end of the month.
Month?
Because it is coming close to the end of the month. And as always, what do I do on Instagram at the end of the month? I do a big Instagram dump,
Dave,
of all my photos.
I take your end of the month and I raise you. Get this on your Instagram by Friday.
No. It's too soon. Sure, other things might happen in October. You never know. We need the 31st is Halloween. But who knows?
She's going in the dump.
She's going in the dump at the end of the
honor.
Month.
Not even a story. Just straight in the dump.
Straight in the stump.
My God, lucky girl.
I think so too.
Are you thinking to go? If people listening to the show suggest something crazy, are very creative or very different, you're willing to go ahead with that?
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't want to do it too generic. Do you know what I mean? We've all done the nails thing. We've all done the hair, whatever. You know what I mean? Just where you can't see their face. You can only see their nails or their phone case or whatever. I'm trying to look for something a little bit funny or not even funny, but creative. Do you know what I mean? I think it'd be interesting. So, yeah, if anyone has any ideas for how to soft launch someone, 087 711 1038. Voice notes are incredibly welcome as well, please. 087 711 1038.
Bearing in mind, you could take over control of Dave's Instagram here, so I would say go hard on this one.
Recharged.
Okay, coming up on the show, obviously we want to send you to Hits Radio Live. That is happening in Manchester next month, where you'll be seeing on one particular night these artists. Listen closely to these artists, okay? Because when you hear any of them play on Spin, that's when you message us the word HITS to 087 711 1038 and that'll get you qualified, okay? So listen closely. Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora. And
what in God's name happened there?
One of them is going to maybe play really soon. One of them that we just mentioned. So I'd be listening closely if I were
one
you.
One of them between Teddy Swims, Tom Grant, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit, Rita Ora.
Yeah, that's it.
Interesting. I've been seeing a new girl for a while and it's going quite well. So much so that I'm thinking of soft launching her on my Instagram soft launch. Just posting a little bit of something to let people know something's going on in my life.
I'm off the Hinge, girls.
Yeah, I'm off the Hinge.
I'm off the Bumble.
Off the Tinder. So I'm thinking about doing a soft launch at the end of the month and I'm looking for your suggestions on to how I should soft launch this girl. Her name is on my Instagram by the end of the month.
I think be as spicy as you possibly can be here and think outside the box because he will commit
to a suggestion.
One of yours listening.
Keep PG.
087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please.
People are nosy, man. People are real, real nosy. I'm getting lots of Instagram followers now because people want to see this.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I've been dating a girl for the last couple of weeks anyway. It's going quite well. I'm thinking about soft launching her on my Instagram.
Not 2 weeks, it must be said. About 5 or 6.
Yeah, about 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's going very well. So I'm thinking about soft launching her on my Instagram. At the end of every month, I do an Instagram dump about all the photos from like the last month or whatever. I'm thinking about putting her in there. But I think I don't want it to be a hard launch. I want it to be a soft launch. So something that doesn't really show her face or anything like that.
So it needs to be creative, and we're looking for your ways of creative ways of soft launching a girl. I see all you nosy people following me, waiting to see it, waiting to see that photo. It's not going up for a couple of days. Relax.
087-711-1038. Get really creative on this and take control of Dave's Instagram. Dervil was on already on this.
Hey, Emma and Dave. I think for Dave's soft launch, he should just take a photo of his washing out on the line, like with the caption, "A great day for drying." And obviously have then some like sexy girly underwear.
Sexy little G-string situation.
Oh my God. That will 100% not be happening under any circumstances. But if you do have any more suggestions for us, 087-711-1038 voice notes are welcome. So I'm looking for your suggestions and creative ways of doing this. We all know the normal ways of just, you know, the picture of the nails on the desk or the picture of like a hair over the shoulder where you don't see the face.
Yeah.
I want something a little bit more creative.
I get that.
Of a soft launch. Yeah.
You'd be better than that.
I'd be better than that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, lots of people getting in on this on 087-711-1038. Joanna's standing by. What is your idea, Joanne?
Do you know when you've got like just the two sets of feet poking out the end of the duvet cover like if you're laying in bed?
Oh.
That's spicy. That's like, bold.
Or bare feet like walking along the beach together. I feel like you've just got like the feet, the two sets of feet walking through the water or something.
What kind of romantic person do you think I am, Joanne?
David Hammond would put his feet in the Atlantic.
You can do it.
My God. I never want to see any pairs of... I feel like Joanne has a little bit of a foot fetish because both her suggestions involve feet.
I was wondering if you were going to go that line. I promise I don't.
Joanne, you haven't seen Dave's hairy toes. They're awful.
Oh, not great, now, Joanne.
All of his followers on Instagram.
Yeah, you might need a little pedicure or something there first now.
Once again, I suggest putting an emoji over them. Yes, yeah, perfect.
Thanks, Joanne.
See you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. I love this. We're totally hijacking Dave's Instagram here. Carl was in touch.
Dave, you've got to do a fake engagement. It is what it is. Has to be a fake engagement. A fagement.
Oh, what? A fake engagement. Well,
why would I do that?
Evan texts in saying, post a picture of a ring in a box and the wedding emoji as a soft launch. Just go for it.
Can you imagine? And they would get back to everyone and just be like, you see, he's engaged.
Oh my God, there'd be WhatsApp groups lighting up across
the world. There'd be war in my family if I did that.
Darren was on.
Dave should put up a big group picture of about 7 or 8 different girls and then put a poll up and let us all try and pick who she is.
That is excellent!
Now, this is an excellent idea. Darren, thank you very much for this. So, if me and you have ever dated, please come over to my house this Saturday. We will take a big group photo.
Oh my God, everyone that you've ever dated is so going to be up for that. They'd love to see you again.
All brilliant. Two people.
Okay, 087-711-1038. You have a decision to make on this.
Yeah.
You got to do that really soon, right? So how should Dave soft launch on his Instagram for his Instagram dump at the end of the month?
I think I will be dumped by
087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please. Hello, Laura.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, honey. You have kind of a Halloween-themed idea for Dave's soft launch on Instagram with this new girl. What's your idea?
What have you got for me, Laura?
Well, like, if you did a full costume and, like, just had her hair out maybe, but had a full mask.
Oh.
And then it's kind of a hard launch, I suppose. But you're trying to do a post. I think that's kind of a hard launch. I thought soft launch would be more a story. But,
yeah,
you know,
that is true.
Everything in your dump, you know?
Well, I think that's so smart, because if there's a suggestion of her going in the dump, it's the perfect time of year to disguise her completely because it's costume.
You do, like, even, you know, like the scare face.
Yes.
And just, like, buy a cheap one and then, like, hold hands and do, like, a full length photo.
Yeah, or just put an emoji over her face.
No. Yeah, more creative. Well, it's Halloween.
That might be a bit rude, yeah.
I would see it that exactly. I would agree with Laura. That's a bit rude. I put a mask on her instead. Less rude.
The only reason I think that this is still kind of a soft launch, even if I post it on the grid, Laura, is the fact that it would be in the dump. Like, it would be in between the photos. It wouldn't be the first photo.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Definitely not the first photo. Maybe even the last.
Yeah.
You know?
Swipe for surprise.
Everyone would look through all your photos.
Yeah, swipe for surprise is interesting. I like this. Laura, fantastic. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'd say get a scream mask.
Yeah.
She'd love that.
Yeah. The one where you can pump with the blood around. Deadly.
Cheers, Laura.
Bye.
Yeah,
talk to you later. Bye. Hadn't even considered Halloween. How silly am I? Mm. John was on too.
You could take a picture holding hands with obviously a girl. But both of you are wearing masks for Halloween, but your mask is lifted above your head, so you could be giving a cheeky smile. And could have our masks still on? People be like, who the hell is that? I don't know. maybe too obvious, but...
John, are you a photographer?
John, are you sound like a photographer?
That was so beautiful. I can picture described. It. I can see it.
I can
in my
picture
head.
My mask up a little bit, kind of a little wink.
You need to go big on this, like walking down the street. I kind of see it happening somewhere in town. Down yeah. the street shot, your mask is on your head, you're being all cheeky.
Yeah.
She's on a night out with her mask on.
Interesting.
Okay.
This would be interesting. Okay.
That's sexy, kind of.
Well, by the end of the month, I will have posted this on my Instagram, and only me and you listening will understand what it is, because anyone else listening is just going to be like, there's a person in a mask. Next photo, please.
Go on, watch your Instagram there.
At Mr. David Hammond.
Perfect, okay.
Check it out.
I'm excited. Are you going to jump on the 31st?
I'm going to jump on the 31st and I'm going to do the Halloween thing. That's what
Hey!
I'm going to do. I'm going to do the mask. I think that's a really, really good idea.
Fair play, class.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, morning. Hope
good morning. What's going on? I was telling you that on Facebook, I joined a group because Aisling is part of a Facebook group for her local area. It's like a buy and sell local area thing. And she said that there's be a lot of drama in there. Mm. So I decided to join my own one, but I don't have a local Facebook group. But I did find on my newsfeed, this group kept coming up called Cookie Cutter Identification, or the CCID. And it's where people post photos of cookie cutters that may be a little bit misshapen, and they ask people what they think it was.
That's so good.
The comments are so bizarre because most of the people commenting are like drawing in what they think the cookie cutter resembles. It never is anything that
like it.
So we put it up on our Instagram, official Spin 103.8.
There's one particular one that is, I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue what it could even be attempting to resemble, which, as you mentioned, is on our Instagram story. Does anyone have any clarity on it?
Yeah, so we put it up on our Instagram and we put up, what do people think that it is? This is how bizarre this group is, because some people are saying a robin, a rooster. Someone said Squidward. From SpongeBob. Someone said an angel. Someone said a dragon, question mark. Someone said a lady's head with her hair blowing in the wind. And someone said a rooster. And someone said a bird. So there is a bird kind of like... There's a bird theme
common
happening.
Theme, yeah.
There's a real wing shape to the picture, but then part of it looks like a Christmas tree. You know how, like, if you drew a cartoon Christmas tree, how it kind of goes wavy with yes. the branches and then the bottom. But then on the left-hand side on one of them, it's exactly the same cookie cutter, just in different angles. It's like a wing, like a bird's wing.
Yeah, yeah. Or a fish.
Would it be any use... If it was made, like if it was actually used for a cookie, would you be any closer to knowing what it is?
I don't think you would. But also, like, who is making a cookie? What cookies are round? Why does it matter about cookie
shape?
I know,
shape? It's very American, isn't
it's
it?
It's very American. Yeah. I also have no idea why this Facebook group came up on my newsfeed.
Also, I just love that you've joined the Facebook group, and I presume, I've no doubt that more joy will come just from you being in it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So I'm looking forward to it. And if you have a bizarre Facebook group that you think I should be a part of, you let me know.
Yeah.
I will join.
It's
anything.
Kind of all Facebook's good for anymore.
Yes.
It's bizarre groups.
It's bizarre groups.
Oh, someone said witch on a broomstick.
Ooh.
Halloween theme.
If you want to see it for yourself, it's on our Instagram at official Spin 103.8.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning. I hope for our own mental health, we've all seen Trump working in the McDonald's videos, because if you haven't, you need to go look it up immediately. It's amazing. He basically wanted to say that he's worked in a McDonald's for a longer period of time than Kamala Harris. So he worked there for 15 minutes and then told everyone, still 15 minutes longer than Kamala Harris.
Okay, so what actually was the background there? Did she lie and say she'd worked at McDonald's when she hadn't?
I think he was just trying to be relatable. He's like, you know what I mean? He's, even though he's a billionaire, he's like, oh, I'm a man of the people. He's the man of the working class and yeah. things like that. And
but he's not.
No, he's not. Of course not, he's not. But she's, you know, could be seen being democratic. She could be seen as being for the middle class and the upper class and things like that, right? So... That was that, right? He said, I worked at McDonald's longer than Kamala, okay? So he's the man of the people and blah, blah, blah. He was making the fries and he was putting them into the little fry packets, you know, that you get in McDonald's with a scooper, and he kept referring to the fact that none of the fries would touch any human hands. Mm-hmm. He's like, haven't touched a single human hand. It's obviously something he's been thinking about for years.
Yeah. The fact that, like, this is the little kind of, what would you say, the kind of grey thing that you scoop up.
Yeah, they
the
scoop up
with.
The fries and you put it in the little packet.
Hasn't touched a single human hand.
Not a single human hand. Have a listen.
Sorry, this is amazing.
He's got the salt on it.
The salt on it.
Never touches the human hand.
Very good.
Nice and full.
But I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's a lie.
People are so weird. Like, people are coming up to him in the drive-thru and being like, thank you, Mr. President. You've made us like... it. Like
this, thanks for the nugs.
There's this guy that comes up to him and says, you've made ordinary people able to dream. And Trump goes, you're not ordinary. it's so weird. It's so odd. He's like, I like this job. I think I could do this job pretty well. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
He's getting old and emotional.
He is. Now, I've seen the past, in the past, other politicians do weird and wacky things while on the campaign trail. So it's basically exactly what he's doing. I remember talking on the show a couple of weeks ago about the leader of the Lib Dems, Ed Davey, in the UK. He was campaigning and did a whole load of stuff like bungee jumping, going on a big water slide and canoeing. And it was all because the slogan was, do something you've never done before and vote for Lib Dems. Right, so he was doing
something new.
Trying something new, stuff he'd never done before. In the Czech Republic, a political party released a campaign ad where members posed basically nude, promoting transparency and honesty.
Wow.
During the London Olympics, Boris Johnson, who was the mayor of London at the time, went on a zip line while holding two Union Jack flags. He got stuck. But this was all part of campaigning. Do you know what I mean? All these politicians do things that they don't want to do while campaigning.
Irish politicians do nothing.
Well, this is the thing.
Nothing.
I think that there's most likely going to be a general election coming up this year, in the next month or so, right? Irish politicians should be entertaining us by doing random things. And I have those random things.
Yeah, thank you.
I have those random things. So, for example, Simon Harris, I think he should climb the spire. Right? Prove that he's willing to go farther than anyone else has ever gone before.
Excellent.
And that the country's going up in the world.
Beautiful.
He's going up, okay? Yeah. Mary Lou, I think she should do something like a tightrope walk from the GPO over to Cleary's, right? And it could show balance in government.
No,
you know what I mean?
Excellent.
Every party getting a chance, etc.
Imagine Mary Lou in a tightrope.
It'd be great.
What a sight.
Micheál Martin could do a marathon plus 1 mile, right? Promoting that he's always willing to go that extra mile.
Genius, Dave.
Genius, yep. Right?
Good morning, Gov.
And then Stephen Donnelly should jump on a trampoline for a few minutes, proving that even though it's an inherently dangerous thing to do, he would do anything to become elected, even change political parties.
We will leave that one there, then. For now, though, I know, yeah, there's a bit of a... the Christmassy bells going on there.
I noticed that. What's going on there?
Well, look, for good reason. I want to tell you about this because in a move that nobody asked for, let's be honest about it, Jimmy Fallon, the late night US TV host.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
Is releasing a Christmas album.
Okay, I don't love him that much.
Thought so. Holiday Seasoning, it's called.
Okay.
It's going to feature 16 original songs. That's a lot.
Oh, God, that's...
Back in the OG days of really cool albums, you'd always get like maybe 20 songs. These days, the average album is so much shorter than that.
Oh, but sorry, 16 songs, original songs by Jimmy Fallon is ridiculous.
I know.
That's a lot.
Now, it's going to be... they're all going to be sang by him and a few of his famous friends as well, and he does have many of them. It's not the first time he kind of delved into the festive music because he released a song back... it was called... It Was a Masked Christmas, and he did this back in 2021. It totally went over our heads over here, so it obviously wasn't that big. But it was with Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion. It sounded like this. Don't tell me this year's the same.
Doesn't he sound so auto-tuned? He sounds a little bit like if Justin Bieber's voice never dropped. You know what I mean?
He sounds a little bit like Owl City, I think.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
It sounds interesting anyway.
So.
Not bad, though. Not bad. You have to kind of give it a go.
Let's find out, Dave, if you can tell which songs are going to feature on Jimmy's Christmas album and which ones we've completely made up on the show this morning.
Okay.
We do have the track list. It is online, okay? Do you think a song called Chipmunks and Chestnuts is on Jimmy Fallon's Christmas album?
I don't. I think you've made it up.
That is real.
No.
That will feature on Jimmy Fallon's Christmas
Chipmunks
album.
Chipmunks and Chestnuts. Yeah. That's very American. I should have guessed that.
A song called One Glove featuring Will Ferrell.
One Glove.
One Glove. Maybe you'll need one glove to put on the snowman or something.
Yeah, let's say it's real.
You're correct. I love this one. Christmas Can't Handle Me featuring Flo Rida.
Oh, God. I'm going to say no, it's not real.
You'd be correct. It's fake. Hallmark movie featuring Cara Delevingne.
Hallmark movie, that's the song.
Yeah, What's the name of the song?
I'm going to say yes, because I don't think you'd come up with Hallmark movie.
How rude.
Yeah, that was right.
Christmas Ding Dong.
Not a chance that that's real.
It is real.
Is it?
Yeah, and no featured artists on that one either. Some of them do, some of them don't. Turkey and Tinsel featuring ASAP Rocky.
No, it's not real.
Why?
We mentioned ASAP Rocky on the show yesterday, and Turkey and Tinsel are Irish things. Like Tinsel is, I think.
Well done. Rudolph's on his way, featuring Meghan Trainor.
I hope so. That sounds great. I can totally picture Meghan Trainor doing the Rudolph kind of the prancer dance.
The prancer dance. So you're saying it's real?
I think it's real.
Unfortunately, it's fake.
No! Damn it. You knew my weakness is Meghan Trainor.
Well, Meghan is on the album, but it's on a song called Wrap Me Up, not Rudolph's on his way. How are you to know? That's why I love these games you play.
Fair.
Santa Style featuring Harry Styles.
No, not a chance.
Well done. That's a fake one. Almost Too Early for Christmas featuring Dolly Parton.
Yes, that is a real one.
You think Dolly's getting involved?
Yes, I think Dolly's getting involved.
Well done.
She's the vibe of that album, I think.
And Deck the Halls featuring Halsey.
Oh, God, Deck the Halsey. Oh, I'm going to say...
She's got an album on the way, or they have an album on the way.
I'm going to say yes, it's real.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Damn it.
No, and they're doing a lot of PR at the moment, obviously, with the album on the way as well. But that is happening and is out in early November. Will it make Christmas number one in Ireland? Probably
not, no. But I will listen to it.
Yeah.
Especially if Meghan Trainor's on it.
Recharged. Morning.
Good morning. All right, this is 1 second in the cinemas where we play you a tiny little snippet of a movie. Now, the interesting thing about this game is that actually today we don't know the answer.
Only producer Colin does. More often than not, myself, Dave, or Ashling would be aware of the film. But we're all in the same
we're
position.
We're all in
as
the dark this for this one, yeah. So you're going to hear 1 second of this movie. And all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word cinema 087-711-1038. If you think you know, you will win 2 IMC cinema passes if you're correct.
I like as well. Don't send your answer over. I love the way it's just blind. But let's call you around if you know, you know, right?
Yeah, I like that.
It's really cool as well. I think it's a huge achievement to be able to achieve this, considering a movie could be like an hour and a half or whatever.
And you're only getting a second.
You're getting 1 second. But it's constantly won on the show. You could win yourself a pair of IMC cinema passes as well if you get on and guess correctly. So
the thing about the games that we play on the radio is I'm actually terrible at the ones that are really easy, and I feel like I'm quite good at things like this because I've seen a lot of movies and I know my movies. So I feel like I'll know it no matter what. Producer Callum said it is like an older movie.
What's old?
As in
5 years, noughties, 10 years, 15 years?
Early 2000s. I want to say, and this is the only clue that I'm going to give you, I think 2002.
Okay.
All right, let's have a listen.
Yeah, got it.
Are you...
See, when I made this, I instantly thought that Dave would know
that's
this.
That's ridiculous. That's not even a... No one's even saying anything.
I can't...
That's just noise. That's not even real.
Yeah.
Did I get the number right?
Dave has it.
Dave got it spot on. So Dave did say, did I get the number right? So this, just bearing in mind, when we do a second at the cinema, when we ring you back, if it is part of a franchise, say like Harry Potter, you have to define what film it's from.
Yes. This is absolutely ridiculous. Are you actually having me on?
Go on. Instantly. Yeah. Like not even...
It's iconic from this film.
Would you know... Would it be something that I've seen?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I doubt it.
Okay, cinema in a WhatsApp if you think you know. 087-711-103. One more time. Another time.
Okay, hold up. If you're listening to us very, very low on the volume, turn the volume all the way up to 74 and we'll play it once more.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Is your volume up? Am I screaming at you? Here we go.
This is what we creatures say.
I'm going to go and watch this film tonight. I love it so much.
200 grand in the cash machine to be paid out on Friday. We'll give you all the details of how to enter and hopefully win it next. We are in the middle of A Second at the Cinema. A game that I would deem impossible, but doesn't seem to be for people who watch movies.
This is a lot of fun.
I guess that makes sense.
And this is one of those games that can be really, really easy or really, really difficult, depending on your movie knowledge.
Mm.
Emma's movie knowledge, unfortunately for her, is brutal.
I miss One Foot in the Rave. Bring it back.
Yeah,
bring back One Foot in the Rave.
You're more of a music person, which is good because you work on spin.
This is the clip that you heard, right? To me, that's just noise. But to lots of people, They think they know a movie based on that, which really shocks me. Romy, what are you up to this morning?
I'm going off to college.
Oh, very nice. What are you studying?
I'm studying media, and it's my final year. And
are you bummed up, Romy? You sound like you have a stuffed nose.
Oh, no, I've been dying for the past 3 weeks. But
no.
I can't call it.
You can't shake it, can you not?
No, because if I call in sick, I'm going to fail the course.
Oh, God. Babe, that's a disaster.
Romy, that sounds awful.
Okay, well, listen, you're working in media. We might see you working around here at these parts someday soon. You're trying to figure out what this movie is based on this 1 second clip. Sounds impossible to me. What do you think?
I think it's Friday After Next 2002 with Will Smith in it.
Friday After Next. Is that a movie?
It is a movie.
That doesn't sound good, does it?
It's not our movie, I'm afraid, Romy.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. But a great guess. And I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, all standing by this morning is Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're
good.
Really good. What's the plan for your day?
Going for breakfast with my mum.
Oh, very nice. That
Not
sounds
a bad
good.
Start to a Tuesday.
Nice little fry. All right, Lauren, you're listening for this 1 second clip of a movie. It sounds like this. What do you think that movie is?
Scooby-Doo, Spooky Island.
Scooby-Doo and Spooky Island. I think that's the first movie, is it?
I haven't got a clue.
Well,
yeah, Monsters Unleashed, I think, is second, isn't it?
I think that's the second. Let's see if you're right, Lauren. Oh my God, what a throwback. Lauren, unbelievable guest. Congratulations. 2 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Have a great day.
Bye, darling.
You too. See you later.
I haven't a clue what's going on.
You haven't seen that movie?
Of course not.
Oh my God, the Damon Righteous with the little pyramid thing that and Scrappy-Doo and Mr. Bean is in it for some reason and do you remember and then the guy on the beach tells Daphne that Purple was last season and it's so good.
It's a Scooby-Doo movie, I'm presuming.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Scooby-Doo 1.
Okay.
Where they go to Spooky Island.
I didn't even know there were Scooby-Doo movies. I thought there was just a show on telly.
You didn't know about the Scooby-Doo movies?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Mm.
It's where your one Buffy the Vampire Slayer got her big break. No, it wasn't really, I don't think. I'm just joking, but she was in that.
There's just so many things.
The cast is great in it, like Rowan Atkinson.
It's the most
Freddie
perfect
Prince
casting
Jr.'s
ever.
In it. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes,
that's Buffy,
Buffy
the Vampire.
Or Daphne.
So good. And it's a live action as well, so it's real life Scooby Doo.
What's he dressed up in?
He's dressed as like Mrs. Doubtfire when he gets on the plane.
Because
they have to dress him up as a woman because they're not going to let dogs on the plane. Everett's so good. I watched this maybe a year and a half ago and it was on Now with the Nail Cinema membership.
Okay,
I don't know if it still is.
Everyone watch it at 7 o'clock tonight and
please.
We'll reconvene tomorrow.
Yeah, it's so good. The Damon Riders.
My whole brain is just like...
Mary Jane. Like, that's like my favourite name.
What's
Here's Gavin James. This is White Noise. That's been. My boyfriend Jack is English and he's dying to go to the zoo in Dublin. He's never been to a zoo in his life.
He's never been to a zoo?
Nope.
He's
a 33-year-old grown man and he's never been to a zoo. So he keeps saying, when are we going to Dublin
That's
Zoo?
That's so sad.
When are we going to Dublin Zoo? And then I just didn't really cop it and I was like, why don't we go to Wild Lights? It's opening like soon.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, I booked it and I was like, oh, this is going to be really good crack. We'll go to Wild Lights. You'll enjoy it. And then he was like, oh my God, I can't wait to like see monkeys.
No!
I was like, oh, I messed up here. I was like, we can go to Wild Lights, but then we can go to the zoo again at the weekend.
Yes.
We're not going to see any animals at Wild Lights. And he was like, what do you mean? But we're going to the zoo. And I was like, no, the animals are asleep. We're just looking at lights. And he was like, so what's it? Oh, it's a light show. Where's the elephants? Looks like I'm going to be at Dublin Zoo twice in the next few days. Once at Wild Lights and once again to bring him to the zoo.
You'll have a bit
exciting.
Of crack, though, to be fair.
I'll be good crack.
You can map it out. For himself.
Exactly.
And then go again. He'll know everywhere.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.